Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf HaYomi Maseches Zvachim Daf Tzadi Tes. We begin right on top. Menonimili. How do we know? What is the source for the Halacha and the Mishnah that a Kohen who is not able to do the Avodah, is not Avodah enabled when that carbon is actually processed, when the Zrika takes place, if he's not available for Avodah, then he's not entitled to get a chelek, to get a portion of that carbon when it is divided amongst the Kohanim. He can join as a guest, but he's not entitled to an actual portion of the carbon. Mina hanemili, how do we know this is so? Omer Shlakish, Domakra the Basic says, Hakoyin amachate oiso yechlano. Only the Kohen who is mechate, who applies the blood on the Mizbeach, who does the akrava, right? Only he is oichel, he can consume the carbon. Now, if we take it literally at face value, it sounds like the Kohen is handed, the carbon is only handed for consumption to the actual individual who processed the carbon. Hakoyin hamachate oiso yechlano. And we learn, yeah, the Kohen that's hamachate oichel, he can consume the carbon. However, she'enai mechate, the Kohen who's not actually engaged, involved in processing the carbon, eino oichel, he does not eat. So first of all, uklalahu, is this really a true rule? Is that true? How many Kohanim are actually involved in individual carbon? Very few. But we have many Kohanim around. The Mishmar, the Beis Av, right? The whole week's rotation, daily, group. Many Kohanim. In different roles. Not everybody is taking care of every carbon. Varei Mishmar are cool. You have the whole Mishmar, the whole group of Kohanim that are really around and, supporting the Hakrava, and each one in his own way. Dein Mechatin, although they're not actually doing the akrava, and they have no problem eating, but Ichlin, they can eat. Right? We divide the carbon amongst all the kohanim. It's a known fact, right? So how does that work? If you don't work, you don't eat, right? Says the Gemara, no, actually, roi l'chita kamrina. We didn't mean. The pasuk doesn't mean to say that only the kohen who's actually engaged in the hakrava of this specific carbon gets to take gets to eat. It means that a kohen who is there and available, roi l'chita kamrina. That's what we meant. Ask the Gemara, hari katan deina roi l'chita v'oichel. But hold it. The formula doesn't really hold up yet, because a katan, for instance, a minor, below bar mitzvah, he can't do the akrava, he's not roi l'chita, he's not available for work. And we all know that even a katan can have a kachim. Kol zachar yachaloi, say any kind, can even katanim, right? Rashi says, even katanim. So again, this doesn't really work. He's not roi l'chita, and he can eat. Oh. So apparently, when the pasuk says, only one who is able to work will eat, it doesn't mean literally eating. Elo, rather, ma yeichlena. What does the pasuk mean when it says yeichlena? Yichal kena. He gets a portion. He takes part in the chalukah of the carbon. Okay, this works. This works out with all the scenarios. Roi l'chitoi choylek, shein roi l'chitoi enei choylek. A kohen who's able to do the avodah is available. He's toher. He's not, an oinein. He hadn't experienced a family tragedy on that day. He's a, he's a gadol. He can do the avodah. When it comes time to divide the carbon, he gets a portion. Shein roi l'chitoi enei choylek. But if he's not working able, then he doesn't have he's not entitled to a choylek. Okay, so let's say the other members of the Mishmar, of course they can take a chelek. But a katan, yeah, he can eat as his father's guest, but he can't He's not entitled to his own portion because he's not roi lechit. Etame, not entitled to a chelik because he's not roi lechit. Ask the Gemara, but how does this work with a baal mum? We know that a baal mum, a kohen with a blemish, although he can't actually do the avoda, but he gets a chelik. Hare baal mum de inu roi lechit, and still v'chelik. How does that work? Baal mum rachman rabbi. We have a special pasuk to include him. Kol zachar v'kahanim the rabbi is that it covers even a baal mum. Now, if Kol Zachar is coming to include something extra, who says, Ebamu, maybe cover the Tevul Yayim, discussed in the Mishnah. Perhaps the words Kol Zachar l'Rabbi is Tevul Yayim, give him the privilege. So, you know, it's a toss-up between Balmum and Tevul Yayim. Who says to include Balmum and exclude the Tevul Yayim? Perhaps include the Tevul Yayim, give him a chelek, which he'll eat tonight, when, you know, after Harav Shemesh, when he's, you know, ready and available to eat. And exclude the baal mum? No, mistavra, baal mum havli rabuye, it's more probable that the Torah will include the baal mum shekein eichel. Unlike the tevul yayim is currently somewhat tamei, you can't even eat today. So he's sort of a step away. Versus the baal mum who's a step closer, because he can eat karbanis even when he's a baal mum, so he has that, you know, he relates to the karbanis at all times, so it's more logical that if we'll include him and give him an actual portion. Adrabba. Well, if anything, Tevul Yayim, I prefer the Tevul Yayim, because as soon as nighttime comes, he's roi to do avoida. So he's even a step closer, as opposed to the Baal Mum, who can't do avoida even tonight. So maybe include the Tevul Yayim better than the Baal Mum. Well, currently speaking, at this moment, he's not really able to do avoida, so he doesn't have that advantage. Okay, so what's the source? It says, Rish Lakish, HaKoyin, HaMachat, Aisha Yechlena, we learn, if you're ready and available to do avoida, you get a chilek. Rav Yosef Amar Michti. Let me explain to you why we include the baal mum and not the tevul yayim. Let's take a close look at the pasuk again. Kol zachar hakoyen hamachata oisei yechlen. Michti. Now let's think. According to us, ma yechlen, what yechlen mean? Doesn't mean literally eat, because even a katan who can't work eat, it means yechalken, entitled to a chilek. So why doesn't the Torah just say it outright? Luchtav rachman, yechalken, it should say the kohen who's available is entitled to a portion. Ma yechlen, why this choice of words? Why use yechlen instead of yechalken? Shemamina, the Torah is sending another message that the determining criterion is roi l'achila chilek. We have to be roi l'achila. And all he gets chaluka. She'en roi l'achila, ain't a chilek. But otherwise, if you're not roi l'achila, like a tevul yayim, you don't get a chilek. So this knocks out the tevul yayim. Okay, so in summation, who's entitled to a chilek to get a part of the carbon? All the Ibnei HaMishmar, because they qualify as Roi L'chitui, the Roi for Hakrava, to do the Avoida, as opposed to a Tamei, like a Baal Mum. But we do include like a Tevul Yayim, but we do include the Baal Mum, based on the Pasuk called Zachar B'Kayhanim. According to Rav Yosef, there's an added twist, choice of words in the Pasuk. Instead of saying Yechalkenam, because that's what we're speaking about, getting a portion, it says Yechlena to tell you that the Tevul Yayim is not included because he's not Roy Lachila. Boy Rish Lakish. Now comes an interesting question. So we included the Baal Mum, okay? Despite him not being able to do Avoida, he's entitled to a Chelek. What if the Baal Mum happens to also be Tame? So shall we say, look, the fact is, we covered the Baal Mum. We covered him as well. We included him, right? Despite his not being able to do the avoida, so perhaps he gets a free pass, he gets a green light, irrespective of his tumah status. Because in any case, he doesn't follow the standard, you know, guidelines. He's not roila avoida, and still he gets so, just because he's tumah, doesn't make it worse. Or you can say, you know, the primary factor is Rav Yosef's factor. The pasuk says yechlenu. Only one who's roi la'achila. So a regular baal mum he's covered because he's roi lachilu, but not if he's tamei. That's a question, right? But Rish Lakish, Bamum vu tamei mao, shechalkali. Bamum vu happens to be tamei as well. Does he receive a portion or not? On the one hand, kivin d'leichazi. Well, look, he's not really working able, and still, v'rachman rabbi and Torah incorporates him, includes him. Perhaps in all states, loishna, mali balmum, umali balmum vu tamei. What difference? Is it whether he's just a balmum or also tamei? Oidema, on the other hand, you can say, no. Tumma certainly changes the equation drastically. Because when he's tummy, he can't even eat. Roy la achila, only one who's able to eat the carbon chaylik, he gets a portion. Shein roy la achila ain't a chaylik, but not if he's tummy. Amarabat hashmal, let me prove to you. And the answer is no. Kain godol, makriv oinen. In contrast to a regular kain who can't serve in the mikdash when he's an oinen, when a close family relative passed away. Right? A kain godol could. He'll be makriv even when he's an oinen. On the day of the, you know, ve'ino eichel, but he cannot partake in the actual carbon. Ve'ino chelik lechel erev, nor can he actually take a part for tonight. So he can't eat and he can't take a chelik. What do we see from here? We see that despite him being able to do avoida, but in terms of receiving a portion, the answer is no. Shmamina, we learn from here, roi lachilu be'ino shmamina. We need an individual who is able to eat. So the answer is a balmum who's a tummy cannot get a chelik. But Rav Eshe, here comes another, a similar question, pretty much on the same equation. We have a tamei b'karbonei sibur mao. Shechalkuloi, it's a carbon sibur, and most of the sibur public is tamei, which allows us to bring the carbon in a tuma state. So it happens to be that the kohen who brought it was tar, so the carbon technically is edible because it was brought as a proper, you know, tar carbon. But theoretically, a kohen who is tamei can still bring this carbon. Usually you can't, but when the tzibur is tamei, that allows us to bring the carbon betuma. So technically he's a ro'i l'chita, he's able to do the avoida. But he can't really eat the carbon at this point because he's tamei. So it's a similar question to the previous one. So we have a ro'i l'avoida, but not ro'i l'chila. Tamei b'kabarnas tzibur. What's the status regarding receiving a chelik? The Torah presents the determinant factor as a mechate. Roy lechite. Well, he also qualifies. This kohen as well. Today is a mechate. He's able to do the avoida. We shouldn't say no. Primary factor to deal with is roy lechila. Only he is chelik. As opposed to the kohen who's tummy, she'ain roi lachila, ain't a chalik. It's not roi lachila. You shouldn't get a chalik. I'm ravina tashma, the same rai from the kohen gadol who's an oinen. Hakrava, yes, but achila and chalik in the carbon not. Apparently, you have to be roi lachila to qualify for a chalik. Tashma, kohen gadol, makrav oinen, right? Ve'ino echel, ve'ino chalik, lechel ereshma. We learn from here that in fact roi lachila be'ino shma mino, and the answer is no. Okay, the Mishnah spoke about an oinen. Close family member passed away. Although he can touch the karbonis, he's not tamei, but he can't do the akrav. Ask the Gemara, really? He can touch a karbon, he's not considered tamei, but Raminu have a kasha. There's a Mishnah Chagiga, Ramini. Mishnah says, Oinein umechusak yipurim, an oinein or a fellow who still has to bring a karbon for kapara, so his process is not yet complete. He's considered somewhat impure. Tzrichin tvila l'kodesh. So there we're speaking about midrabanan, there's a chumrah. We have to immerse him in a mikvah in order to interact with the karbanis. Sounds like even just to touch a karban, he would have to be toivel. And here we say he's free to touch. Here's an answer. Kamish atovel, al mishnah, which allows touching, is after he immersed in the mikvah. He's done. Kamish loitovel, the mishnah there is speaking before tefillah. Ask the Gemara, what good is being toivel if you're still in your day of aninus? It just jumped back right on. Just because he was tevil today, what good does it do? Just jumps right back on him. He's like being tevil, with the sherets in his hand. If he's anointed today throughout the day until day's up, so he can immerse 100 times, but as soon as he comes out of the mikvah, he's back anointed. Dama rabba, bar rafun, or an inch of tevil, an oinin who was tevil in a mikvah, doesn't help him for today. Aninus, so his status of aninus, chazer herself returns right back to him. Okay, so that doesn't work. And says the Gemara, Ella, back to the resolution between our Mishnah, which says an Einan can touch, and the Mishnah and Chagiga, which says he can't. The answer is like this. Ha da asach daite. Over there we're speaking that he was not cognizant to protect himself from impurities. Okay, so there's a real concern that he was tamei, keep away from karbanis. Hodle asach daite. As opposed to the fellow in our Mishnah who was fully cognizant, focused, to protect himself from tumah. So there's no issue. Ask the Gemara, Hesach Adas. So over there, there was Hesach Adas. Why is Tevila enough? Tevila wouldn't address if he touched a mace, and maybe if he wasn't paying attention, he touched a mace. He needs the Paraduma waters on the third and the seventh day, etc. Hesach Adas, Shlishi Shviboy, it requires a full, extensive Paraduma process. Domra Yistoy, Rabbi Most, Omra Yechon, Hesach Adas, for kindness, Mesiach Das. Terechazor Shlishi Shvi. We deem him as being Tamei Mace. Tevila's not enough. The answer is like this. He was somewhat partially cognizant of his status. He ensured that he didn't touch, you know, severe tumis, but lighter ones maybe. So we treat him as somewhat a mid-level tummy. Lekash, answer is, hadasach adaitim tumei meis. He was totally unaware, which presents a risk, a chance that he may have touched a maze, then yeah, he's in hot water. Hadasach adaitim tumei sheretz. But we're talking that he was Mesech Das, that he may have touched the Sheretz, which is not, you know, the highest form of tumor. Well, still, says the Gemara, even for that, if he touched the Sheretz, he gets Tamei today until tonight. Tefillah doesn't help you until the day's up. Tamei Sheretz, that's a real tumor. Tamei Malyu, it's a high level tumor. Head of Shemesh boy, has to wait until the day's up. So, you know, the Mishnah there speaks about being Tevil. That's not really enough. Says the Gemara of Oit, furthermore, filo truma nami, if he was Mesiach Das, then he's in trouble for truma as well. The Mishnah here says it's a strictly kachem carbon, you know, stringency. Amar Riyamya, so he explains further. He was in a protected state regarding most tumas. Vaimer, he says like this, Nishmarati medavar matam eini. I was very careful not to engage in anything that would render me biblically impure, midaraisa. I didn't touch a lizard, I didn't touch a maze, certainly. But I wasn't careful about, you know, very light tumas. Rashi calls it midarabon, things that would have disqualified me from touching, interacting with karban, midarabon. So those lighter tumas, I wasn't careful. And that's the only concern. Then he just jumps into the mikvah and he's done with that. Really? You can have a split cognizance? Or maybe you can, in Terusa L'Paga, there's a partial guarding, really? Does that work? And yeah. Vatani, we have a similar halacha. Ideyo asal al-reisha, a fellow is traveling around with this basket of a fig sitting on his head. Magreifa b'soyach, in it there's a little rake, a little, they used to collect these figs. And he says, look, I was paying attention to protect the, make sure nothing problematic comes into contact with the basket, but the shovel inside, I'm not sure. Vamar, he says, Libi, my heart, my focus, ala sal, related to the basket. I know that's, you know, safe. Vein Libi ala magreif, I'm not sure about the tool. What's the aloha? Hasal is tohar, because he guarded it from tumah magreif atmei, and the tool is tamei. So before we conclude this discussion, let's just try and understand. Hold it. If the tool is tamei and sitting in the basket, so everything is tamei, because it conveys its tumah to the rest. Utatami magrefa lasal. Let the magrefa infect the sal. If the magrefa is tummy, then the sal can't be tor. En kli matami kli. A kli cannot transmit tumah to another kli, unless it, you know, talking about a very high level tumah, which we don't have in this case. The tummy mashu b'sayich. Okay, it can't be matami the actual basket without the figs that it's sitting on. Amarava. Oh. Okay, this is the point that we're looking for. Baimer, he's declaring to us shmartia medavar matama. Even regarding the magreif, I made sure that it did not engage in severe tumas, like a, you know, like a rishon, like a, you know, real high level tumor, which would be metame the figs. Right, so I made sure I didn't get to that point, but I wasn't careful. to protect it from engaging in an item which would make it possible. Dovra poslo. Right? Which would be like a sheni l'toma, which makes it a shlishi, and that's it. It doesn't transmit it further. So I made sure it didn't get infected with a high-level tumor, which would allow it to be transmitted to the surroundings. At most, it would have touched something which disqualified it from further use in truma and whatever, but not to transmit it further. Okay, so that would be the answer for us as well. This oinin, who suffices with a quick tvila, is a fellow who knows he was careful from all, serious tumors, but not something which may have disqualified him in a lighter way, which is only the Rabbana, for which Tvila is a solution. Okay, so again we have this question, this apparent contradiction. By us in Zvachim we say an Einan can touch Karbonis, in Chagiga we say he needs Tvila, according to his Teretz. By us he was fully careful, in Chagiga he was only partially careful, therefore he requires a Tvila. Igalgal Musa, so this discussion, this whole back and forth, this contradiction between the Mishnayis, rolled around, so to speak, and landed a Matoy Lekameh to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, and he was presented with this question. He says, oh, you have a simple answer. Amar Lahu, so he turned to the people, he says, what's the question? L'shmiel Lahu Hadaha, Hadar Rabbi Yechon, haven't you heard what Rabbi Yechon told us? I'm a Rebbe, name of Rebbe. I have a simple answer to this whole question. He says like this. He quotes Rebbe, Ha'oich L'shlisha Shal Truma, a fellow ate food which is a shlishi. Okay, so let's say it's truma that became a shlishi l'tumah, which is a low-level tumah. There's av, there's risha, and there's shen, there's shlishi. Halacha is, mid rabbanan, the eater gets the same status as the food that he's eating. He's treated like a shlishi. And therefore, asa l'echel, he cannot eat truma, but umutaliga, he can touch truma. So this stringency, which is a rabbinic stringency, to treat him like his food, almo, so we see from here, ba'achila ob d'rabbana mala, it's limited to his eating. He cannot eat truma. But negila ob d'rabbana mala, but the mala, this extra, stringency, the strictness, was not applied with respect to him touching truma. He can touch truma. So in any case, you see that sometimes exera d'rabbana is limited to limiting his eating abilities, but not his touching, not his contact, not his interaction. So that's a simple answer to the question. Sure, a tvil yayim. The rabbanon has to be tovel, it's treated like, somewhat of a tamei. But again, that only pertains to eating karbonis. But touching, nobody disallowed him from touching, as per the Mishnah Mayasim Masechas Zvach. Okay, so we had a stira. Here it says an oinin can touch. There it says he has to be tovel. So one answer was here he was already tovel. Another answer was here he was careful, he wasn't so careful. And third answer is, well, the whole concept only pertains to eating, but regarding negiah, there was never an iser for an einin to touch even karbanis. So he can't be makriv, and likewise, as a result, he's not entitled to a portion, even in order to eat it tonight, when the aninus, expires. Says the Gemara, okay, so he's not entitled to a personal portion, but he can piggyback onto somebody else and get invited to a meal tonight. Apparently, the night after is not considered aninus. The status of oinin, aninus, right, only extends until the end of the day, the day that his relative died, but doesn't go past that point. So the night after is okay. He can eat karbanis, something that he can't do throughout today when he's an oinin, right? Mifla could lay polik, he's not entitled to a portion. Okay, that's one halacha. But v'chim ezamni, if he's invited to the meal tonight, achal, he can eat karbonis even tonight. Ramini, we have a kasha. From a halacha in Meseches Pesachim, Ramini, there's a Mishnah Pesachim, which says that, no, even the night after, he's not allowed to eat karbonis. Only karbon Pesach, not other karbonis. Ramini, oinein, right? Toivel, he immerses in a mikvah, v'echelas, pischal erev. Tonight, Pesach at night, he can eat his karbon Pesach. Avalei b'kashim, he can't eat other karbanos. And mayos and zvachim, we say he could. Amar b'yirmi, b'div le'kashim. Here's your answer. The state of oinin has two parts, two phases. The day of the relative's death, he's an oinin minat Torah. And he can't eat karbanos minat Torah. The night after, he's only midrabbanan. Okay? So the Rabbanon is treated like an Oinah even the following night. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, which is a very, you know, strict, high-level obligation, in fact, if one neglects bringing a Korban Pesach, he's liable to Kareis. So the Rabbanon said, you know what, we'll suspend our din of aninus. Will allow him to eat the Korban Pesach despite the fact that it's so short after the, you know, that it's still the night after. So that's the answer. The night after, can he eat a Korban? No, but Pesach yes. Pesach. There it's about the Korban Pesach, so he has a green light for that. But the other mission is speaking about throughout the year. So the night of Pesach is the topic of our Mishnah in Pesachas Vachem, so you can eat the Mishnah in Pesachem, where it says, "Avloi b'kodesh," I'm speaking about throughout the year. Now, one more point: the Pesach, on the night of Pesach, we suspended his aninus status to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, right? But once we allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, you know what? We open the door. Once you're eating this, you can eat any Korban. You know. Just keep it straightforward and you know, consistent. But Pesach, I did Achal Pesach, since you can eat the Korban Pesach, Achal Nami Kachim, you can eat other Korbanos as well. As opposed to B'Shari Mas Hashanah throughout the year, to the Chazi. Since he's not able to eat Korbanos, because the Chachamim disallowed him, they gave him the Aninu status, the Chazi, so he's not able to do that. U'may Avalei B'Kachim, now when the Mishnah there says you can eat the Pesach, not B'Kachim, it means throughout the year, because again, Pesach at night, he could eat anything. Umay v'lo b'kachim, that means v'lo b'kachim shalei kashana, means kachim throughout the year. Okay, so again, we had a question. Here it says that the oinin doesn't get a chelik, but tonight he can eat. And there it says he can't. The answer is Pesach, he has a green light, but not throughout the rest of the year, because it's aninus m'drabon. Rabasi Omar. Here's another teretz. He says, loy kash, here's my answer. Kancha meis lemeis barba aso. V'kavru barba aso. The Mishnah in Pesachim that doesn't allow the Oinen to eat the night after is speaking that it's the night following the relative's death. And he learns that although during the days in Oinen min HaTorah, and the following night is only the Rabbanon, so that disallows him from eating other Karbanos. But Korban Pesach he can eat because it's a Korban Pesach, right? Where the Achila is very, very critical, very integral part of the Akrava. It's meant for Achila. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Pesach. So again, we're speaking Kansha Meis LeMeis Barba Asar. The mace died today, Erev Pesach today. The cover of Abbasar is buried today. And the night after is only Oinen Midrabbanon. So Pesach yes, other Korban is not. Kan. Our Mishnah is Vacham. Which seems to give an Oinen the green light, full green light, during the night after, for any Korban that he wishes to eat. We're speaking about a different case. It's not the night following the death and burial. Kan Shemes Lemes Vishlesha Asr. Let's say today is Erev Pesach, 14th day of Nisan, right? The mace died yesterday on the 13th. And they buried him today, v'kavru barba aso. So today, even today is not really Oinen min HaTorah. The Oinen expired yesterday. Because min HaTorah, the Oinen is only an Oinen on the day of Misa. Yom Kvura, all agree that Yom Kvura, the day of burial, will not expand and carry over and spill over to the following night, even midrabbanan. Lo yitafes leilu midrabbanan, doesn't carry on to the following night, even midrabbanan. So he has a full green light. Eat any carbon. It says Raman Tana Aninus Laila Midrabanan. We're working with this premise that the Aninus status that applies to the night after, even the night after the Misa, is only Midrabanan. Whose opinion is that? Rav Shimoni. His opinion. Isani Aninus Laila Midrabanan. See Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda disagrees. He says the night after the Misa is Min HaTorah. Shimon Aymer, no, Oinein, it's only Rabbanon. Teida, I'll prove to you. From that Mishnah, Shariyam, we learned, Oinein, Toivil, Vechles, Pesachal, Erev, Aloi, B'Kachim. The night after, you can eat the Korban Pesach, but not the Korbanos. The only way to explain this passage, according to Rav Shimon, is that really it's only the Rabbanon, so we suspend it on account of Karban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Vesav Rav Shimon, in Islam, the Rabbanon. Okay, so this is based on the premise that according to Rav Shimon, the Aninus throughout the following night is only in the Rabbanon. Really? Vesav Rav Shimon, Aninus, Laila, the Rabbanon? Is that what he holds? Vatani, we have a Baraisa, which indicates otherwise. That according to Rav Shimon, if he's an Aninus today, he cannot eat a carbon tonight, even a carbon Pesach. In fact, that explains why he can't even send this carbon Pesach to the Beis Hamikdash today. Presumably, because he will not be able to eat it tonight. How does that work with what we just said? It's only the Rabbanon. We suspend it for the sake of Pesach. V'atani, listen to this braisa. Rav Shimon Oimer, Oinein Einoi. One who is in a state of aninus, he may not send. Einoi Moshelech Karbonoisev. He can't send in his carbon Pesach. Now it says Karbonoisev. We assume, my lab will assume, Afilu Pesach. It applies even to carbon Pesach. Loi, Levam Pesach. No, everything except for Karban Pesach, which of course he could do, because, as we explained, since it's only the Rabbanon, it's okay about Tanya. Now we have a contradiction from another Braisa, where Rav Shimon seems to say that even a Karban Pesach is off limits for an Einein. Vatanya Rav Shimon Einein. So the Pasuk says, Im Zevach Shlomim Karbonai. Okay, if he's going to present a Karban Shlomim, Zevach Shlomim Karbonai. We learn, we analyze, based on the word shlamim. Shlamim means whole, complete. He's fully there. He's fully engaged. He's in a wholesome emotional state. Shlamim kushu is shalom when he's in a proper emotional state. Maybe. That type of person can bring a carbon. Maybe. But he may not bring a carbon when he's in distress. Kushu oinen when he's in oinen. Says the Gemara Menayin, L'Rabbi says Hatoida. How do we know that this rule applies to Karban Toida as well? No, Marbani says Hatoida, we include the Toida as well. Shekein Nechalas B'Simcha G'Shlamim, because just like as Shlamim is meant to achieve Simcha, right? That's the Karban we eat on a Yom Tov. It says V'Zavach T'Shlamim V'Chal T'Sham V'Samach, that generates Simcha. So in similar fashion, a Toida, which is a subset of a Shlamim, right, a variation of shlamim, is also covered by the same rule. What about an oila? Can a person send in an oila when he's in oinim? And the rabbi said, oila, I don't know to include an oila as well. Marbin said, oila, include the oila. Shekein ba b'nadavak shlamim, because just like a shlamim, which is donated, an oila also has that same characteristic. And the rabbi said, what about b'char u'maser v'pesach? Oh, here's the critical point of the braisa. B'char u'maser v'pesach cannot be offered by an oinim. Yes, marbani, I will cover those as well. Bechor, Maser Pesach, Shekein, Einan, Bonachet, because they have similarity to the Shlomim, which is not coming to atone for a sin. Likewise, they. Then the Rabbis Chatas V'Ashem as well. Tamalei Zevach. The Pesach says, V'im Zevach Shlomim, Zevach covers these as well. Then the Rabbis Ha'iviz V'Menachas V'Yayin V'Eitzim Alavoyna. What about other types? Birds, Menachas, wine, firewood, Levoyna. Can they be offered by an oinei? No, tamalayim shlamim karbanai. The extra word karbanai covers these as well. Karbanis, all karbanis that he chooses to present, shu maybe that he brings, are strictly for happy people. Kshu shalim, maybe only when he's shalim, not when he's an oinei, when he's experiencing mourning and distress. Veinu maybe kshu oinei. Okay, end quote. Ketani miya, Pesach. The Braisa clearly relates to the Pesach as well. An oinei cannot send in a karban Pesach. And earlier we say that he could. We have a stira with an Rav Shimon. Amar Chiz the Pesach kedin aspe. Yeah, Pesach doesn't really belong on this list. It was just brought, by the way, of the other ones. But really, by Pesach is totally different, as we explain. Rav Sheshes Amar has another answer. My Pesach shalme Pesach. We don't mean literally a carbon Pesach, because even Einan can do that. Which Pesach can he not bring? Shalme Pesach. You know the chagiga that's brought with the Pesach to get you full before you eat the Karban Pesach. That's what he cannot, you know, bring as an oinin. Yochi hainu shlomim. So that's just another way of saying shlomim. And shlomim is already mentioned in the beginning of the braisa. Why mention shlomim and then Pesach? Two variations of a shlomim. Tana shlomim habayim machmas Pesach. Tana shlomim habayim machmas atzmon. Yeah, the braisa relates to two types of shlomims: the ones that come with the Pesach, the ones that come on their own. And you can't really compare and learn one from the other. Tilo etana shlamim banim Machpas. How about Machpas Pesach? Because if the Brisa only mentioned the separate Shlomim, not the one that's packaged with the Pesach, I would think perhaps that's different. Perhaps I would think, Hoylo Machmas Pesach, also since they're coming on account of the Pesach, to enable the Pesach to be done properly, Kigupi the Pesach Domu, perhaps that treated like the Pesach itself, which can be brought in this state, Kamashmon. That's why the Brisa points out, no, Pesach is one story, but the Shlomim with the Pesach cannot be sent as an Einin. Okay, so we had a seeming contradiction. Here we say, according to Rabbi Shimon, the night following the Aninus is only the Rabbanan, which allows for Pesach, and here we say you can't even send in the Korban Pesach when you're in Einin. The answer is, Pesach doesn't really belong on this list, or rather than speaking about the actual Pesach, we're really relating to the Shlomim with the Pesach. But the Pesach itself, you can send it in because of its high importance, you can even eat it as an Einin. Rav Mori Omar, here comes another Teretz, to this Kash, like Kash. In one place, Rav Shimon seems to say that he cannot send in a Korban Pesach. And earlier we say that he could eat a Korban Pesach the night after the Aninus, because it's only the Rabbanon, right? Likash, the answer is like this. It depends when the Misa took place. Likash, Kansha Mesle Mes Biyadal. Recover Biyadalit. The case that Rav Shimon is speaking of, the one that you cannot send in Korban Pesach, when he's an Einin, speaking when the Meis died today, today's Erev Pesach, Yudalit, you know, Benissan, and they buried him today. So according to this approach, this Einin status spills over to the following night. The night following the Misa is an Einin Minat Torah, which disallows even a Korban Pesach to be brought by him. And that's the last price. Khan, earlier when Rav Shimon says that an Einin can eat Korban Pesach, is speaking that the Misa occurred a day earlier. He died yesterday on the 30th. And the Kfar was today. So, today is only Einin in the Rabbanah, because it's not the Yom Misa. So certainly the following night is only Einin in the Rabbanah, and we do that away on account of the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara explains now. Mesle Mes Biyadal, if the Misa happened today, Vukavar Biyadal, and the Kvura today, that's a higher state of Aninus. That's an Einim Minat Torah, which recovers even the following night. Yoy Misa Tefis Leila Midaraisa, a day of death, carries over to the following night Minat Torah. No Pesach. As opposed to the Mesle Mes Biyad Gimel, he died yesterday. Recovery died and buried today. Yom Kippur is only with the Rabbanon. The status of Einin today is only with the Rabbanon. And that will not spill over to the following night. Einin is later with the Rabbanon, only with the Rabbanon, to the following night. So that's done away on account of the Korban Pesach. Amud Ravashi le Rav Mori. Ravashi challenged this Teretz. He says, so, are you telling me that you're going to coin to Rav Shimon? Depends which night. The night after Misa is Minat Torah. The night after Kvura is in Rabbanon, Velaha Dektani. What about our early discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? How to treat the night after? Amr, Rabbi Shimon says it's only in the Rabbanon. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shari Amr, because we say, Oinin, Toivil, Vaychlis, Pischel, Erev. Avalib, Kashim, the Oinin can eat the Korban Pesach the following night. Apparently, it's only in the Rabbanon. And you say it's the Rice of Rabbi Yehuda? Name Elay, so according to your distinction, that even Rabbi Shimon agrees. Depends which night. The night following the Misa is Minat Torah. The night following the Kvura is only the Rabbanon. So the reference point, Shari Amru, Oinen, Toivil, Oichbizla, that you can eat the Pesach, is speaking, evidently, about the night after the Kvura, not the night after the Misa. So how is that a challenge to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda speaking about the night after Misa. Name Alei. Rabbi Yehuda could have simply responded, "Come in, Lachano. I'm speaking to you about Yom Misa Deraisa, the Laila following Yom Misa, which is Minat Torah." Va'amrusli at Yom Kippur deRabbanan, and you're proving to me from the night after the Yom Kippur, which is only the Rabbanan. How do you compare Kasha? In fact, this is a Kasha that's not resolvable at this point. Okay, we'll continue with him tomorrow. with further resolutions to this contradiction. In one place, Rav Shimon says, during the night after, the Einin is free to eat the Pesach. On the other hand, he says he can't. How does this work? So we have several terutzim. Either we take away the Pesach from that list, or it's not talking about the Pesach, it's a shlama with the Pesach. But the Pesach itself is free to eat, or it depends what night. If it's the night of the Raisa, then he can't. The night which is on the Rabban, then he could. In the beginning of today's daf, we addressed the halacha of the Mishnah, that only a kohen who is able to do the hakrava is entitled to a portion. He has to be tohar. He has to be a gadol. We do have a pasuk to include Baal Mum, but as we conclude later, it's only if he's a Baal Mum that's not tamei, because then he has an additional impediment, which is his tumah, then he's disabled from getting a chelik. Okay, what's the halachic status of an oinen vis-a-vis karbonis? Here it says he can touch, he can't be makar, but he can touch the carbon. There it seems to say that he needs tevila. There are several explanations. Either we're speaking that he was tevil over here, or speaking that he was not masiach das, or Gemara concludes an oinen may interact with karbonis, just not eat. What about a oinen eating during the following night, not after the aninus? Here we say that he could, and there it says that he can't. We had two answers on that. The night of Pesach, he has a green light because of the carbon Pesach, but not so throughout the year. Rav Asi's teretz was, depends if it's the night after the Misa, which is Minat Torah, then he can't, or the night after the Kvura, which is Olam Derabanan, which he could. Who is the Shita that holds that the... that the night after, even the night after the seemingly even after the Misa is only the Rabbanan, that's Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon allows him to eat the carbon Pesach, and it's contradicted from the other Brisa. He seems to say that he can't eat the carbon Pesach. We had several explanations, and we'll continue with Hashem on this tomorrow. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha.